In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, at that same hour, she confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. Today's gospel happens in the great temple of Jerusalem. And if you go today to Jerusalem, you will see the remains of that temple, its building blocks, its floor, its steps. Mary and Joseph took the baby, Jesus, into that temple to present him in the temple. And then they bumped into a prophet, not one but two prophets, Simeon and Anna. And ready or not, Mary and Joseph heard the prophecies that we have just heard ourselves. The child is set for the fall of many in Israel. Thine own soul a sword shall pierce. It doesn't necessarily sound nice. It's mysterious. That's the nature of prophecy. It speaks in many and various ways, but what it contains is truth. So how do we understand prophecy? Well, we look more deeply. We look more deeply into sacred scripture. In the light of this gospel, you can find something that is crystal clear in the midst of all of the murkiness of prophecy. Now, the prophet Malachi, whose name means angel messenger, is the author of the last book of the prophets in the Hebrew Bible. Malachi prophesied 500 years before Christ. In other words, he was around when the temple in today's gospel was a new building. And Malachi prophesied that one day the Messiah would enter his temple. When Mary, the Virgin Mary, carried that little baby up those marble steps, that is exactly what happened. The Messiah entered the temple, and he entered wearing diapers, wearing swaddling clothes. Now, this is how Malachi announced the entry of the Messiah. The Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and he will purify the sons of Levi. Does that sound like the little baby Jesus? The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay, as Martin Luther, that bad heretic, wrote? Well, maybe it doesn't sound like the little Jesus, but we know that the prophet Malachi was speaking about our Lord. And in today's gospel, here is Jesus. What was the Messiah's powerful entrance into the temple, his temple? Well, two poor people, Mary and Joseph, who could not even afford a lamb and had to buy doves instead, brought a 40-day-old baby into the temple. And two old folks, Simeon and Anna, were the only folks who recognized the Messiah, the Christ, in that infant. And this contrast between the prophecy and its fulfillment has been a source of inspiration. It's been a stimulus to generations of Christian people all down the centuries to praise God for being so surprising, so different. God's power is so hidden. It's so unlike earthly power. The church is his temple. Look at this. On the day of the presentation of Jesus in the temple, the prophecy of Malachi had just begun to come true. The church is his temple. That means that he purified us and he restored us to the splendor of the sons and daughters of God. The prophecies about the birth of the Messiah continue to fulfill themselves when Jesus is born in the souls of yet more new people. the prophecies of the Passion, the suffering of Christ, are being fulfilled in the awful sufferings of his church today. And the prophecies of the resurrection are fulfilled again and again with every little baby that is baptized into the life of grace. But ultimately, all prophecy will be fulfilled on the day of judgment. Now, you don't hear a lot about judgment while the Christmas tree is still up and the gingerbread cookies are still in the tin on the top of the fridge. You don't hear about it, but you must hear. You need to hear about it, because it is only on the day of judgment that the prophecies of Simeon and Anna will finally make sense. And where do we hear about the day of judgment, that terrible last day when the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised and we shall be changed, as St. Paul says? Well, in this church, we hear about it in a poem. We hear about it in a sequence, and you can find the Latin version in the Requiem Mass in the 1962 Missal, which is sitting right next to you, many of you, in your pew. And it begins in Latin, Dies ire, you know that one, Dies ire, dies illa, solvet seclum in favilla, teste David cum sibilla. That comes into English this way, Day of wrath and doom impending, David's word with sibyls blending, heaven and earth in ashes ending. In ashes ending. And by the way, a sibyl is a woman prophet. So just like Anna. Oh, what fear man's bosom rendeth when from heaven the judge descendeth, on whose sentence all dependeth. Death is struck and nature quaking. All creation is awaking to its judge and answer making. If you want people to pray for you after you die, make sure they sing this sequence at your funeral. Now listen, in this church, all that we do, we do from the perspective of that judgment day. Every prayer that we pray is a precursor of the hymns that we will sing, we hope, long after the world is gone, before the throne of Almighty God. With the birth of Jesus, the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh, and now he dwells among us. But this story goes on. It goes on to the betrayal and the torture and the death of Christ upon the cross. The little baby in the manger over there, which is being rocked by the Virgin Mary and warmed by the hot breath of the ox, this is the same Jesus, pierced by nails and writhing in pain on these boards of wood, on the cross, on the crucifix up there. This is our Jesus. That is the only Son of God who died for your sins. And Christmas is part of that story. Old Anna saw and she foresaw this cross, this saving grace. This is the reason Christ came to earth. That's why it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Life-saving, life-giving Christmas. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we are healed, as we read in the prophet Isaiah. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. That's from the Gospel of John, the prologue that we hear at the end of every Mass in this church, the second Gospel. And of his fullness we have all received. We are talking about the resurrection of everyone who has ever lived. We're talking about the ultimate sacrifice that opens the gate of heaven to anyone who is humble enough to bow his head and enter in. And all of that potential is right in the little heart of the tiny baby Jesus asleep on the hay. And here you can see the actual hay to remind you. It takes a prophet. It takes a prophet to see that. Well, today you heard two. Simeon and Anna spoke to you. They are the last prophets of the old law, and they told you what you can expect. So today, amidst the tinsel, don't forget to listen. Amen.